You can't call a vegetable. That's silly. But we can call Cheryl Weiser, and she knows all about the vegetables and everything that's in local farmers markets. And if you've been by one this month, it's a little overwhelming. There's basil, there's stone fruit, there's tomatoes. So how do you decide what to buy? And you had an idea to help people think. You said, think about what you'd like to grill, right?
Right. And, you know, there's just so many vegetables right now that you can choose from. So, you know, you can start by, you know, if you want to grill, for example, tomatoes.
Whoa.
Uh-oh.
Grill tomatoes?
Grill tomatoes. You can go for a nice, meaty heirloom.
Okay.
So heirloom is key. And so something that's going to stand up to the grill. So Kellogg actually is an heirloom tomato. It's a yellow heirloom. So you want to do something like that that has some heft to it. And then you know, you can also, you want to look for, you know, nice, vibrant colors. You know, talk to the farmer and find out, you know, what they have, because not every farmer is going to have a Kellogg, but say, I want a grill. Give me something that's going to stand up and keep its flavor. And you want to slice it thick.
Slice it thick. And do you want it maybe a little less than fully ripe so that it holds
right,
up more?
Right. So what you're looking for is you're looking for tomatoes that are firm to the touch, but they also have a little bit of give. And the other thing is that you don't want to put them in the refrigerator because they're fruit and they have membranes. And so they will start to lose their flavor and they will go mushy in a heartbeat. And the other thing in terms of grilling is that a friend of mine does cherry tomatoes and she skewers them with rosemary. So it's kind of a nice option.
Hot part of the grill, less hot part of the grill. Where do you put them when you hit the grill?
I think you kind of put them in the, you want to sort of put them in the hot part of the grill. So they just kind of, you know, have a little olive oil on them, a little salt, nothing. You don't want to drench them in olive oil or anything like that, but just get them just, you know, kind of charred, you know, just that sort of those grill marks on there. And so just give it a try.
Now, I know you also wanted to talk about eggplant and squash for grilling. Before we talk about what's good for grilling, what should we avoid when it comes to grilling with those two vegetables?
Well, I think with those two vegetables in general, you want to always look for smaller is better, because for both eggplants and squash, the smaller they are, the sweeter the flavor. So you want to stay away from the giant zucchini. And so that's and patty pan.
I always try to stay away from giant zucchini.
No, they're scary. But patty pan is a nice squash to grill because they're really easy to slice. They have kind of the scallop, sort of the flying saucer shape. So they're kind of a nice alternative to the chunks of summer squash that you can do.
Squash is kind of bland. Do you have any spicing suggestions for squash to give it a little more life?
Well, you know, I love smoked paprika. That's just me. But I put it on everything. So I think that that's kind of a nice, gives it a little bit of a zest, and it's a little different than your typical hotter spice. So I kind of like that.
I just got into that.
Smoked paprika.
Last 6 months, so I'm using it
right,
on everything.
On
too.
Everything.
It's a terrific
it's great.
Spice. It's a little bit different too. That's what to look for when it comes to eggplant and squash. And let's talk about corn now, which you say is great for grilling. How do you pick out the corn to grill? And also, I understand there's some etiquette to corn that we might be violating unbeknownst to us.
Well, yeah, this is something that, you know, when you go to the, you know, you look at corn, one of the things that happens is when corn is picked, it's actually the sugar immediately starts converting to starch. And so when the husk is opened, that furthers the process. And so it affects the flavor of the corn. So when you're looking, you know, at, you know, you want to take a look at the corn at the farmer's market, but the one thing you don't want to do is peel the husk back because... Right. You're going to hasten that process,
sure.
And you might get a stinky look from the farmer in the process.
Well, so, I can't blame him for that, but at the same time, you want to make sure it's not one of those stalks
right.
of corn that none of the corn
right.
Is developed at the top
right.
of it.
So here's a good way to check. So one thing is you want to look for husks that are brightly green and they're tightly wrapped. That's really important. And that they're almost moist. They have kind of that sort of feel. And then what you can do is that you can feel the individual kernels through the husk. You know, just kind of, you know, run your finger along. And you want to also avoid husks that have any small brown wormholes. And then the other thing is that the tassels should be slightly sticky to the touch. They should be brown.
Okay.
And slightly sticky to the touch. And if you're really just kind of going, I really want some good corn, I want to grill it, ask the farmer. They will be more than happy to help you.
That's helpful. So the tassel should be brown.
Yeah, and then, be a little sticky.
And then just toss it on the grill for like how long? What's the best way?
You know,
in the husk, by the way.
You can do them in the husk. You know, I'm a fan, you know, of, you know, I'm sort of a novice to grilling, so I always do the aluminum foil. You could put a little melt a little butter with cilantro and rub that on the corn before you put it on the grill. So those are just some ideas.
Cheryl Weiser works with farmers markets in the Pacific Northwest with the Cascade Harvest Coalition. She joins us to talk about what to find that's really good in the farmers market and also how to prepare it. Now, how do we make sure that stuff stays fresh as long as possible? And first of all, as I understand it, you don't want to let corn sit around much at all, right? You want to
No, you really don't. Corn is one of those is that if you're buying it that day, plan to eat it that day, because again, once you get it home, it's just going to, you know, in the fridge, it'll really just continue that process.
And I guess tomatoes, you don't want them to get overripe, so you want to make sure that they're still firm. How about squash and eggplant? They might be more tolerant of sitting in the refrigerator for a bit.
Actually, eggplant really starts to go bitter after a couple of days. So the thing is that you want to have a plan for what you're, when you go to the farmer's market, you know, think about what you want to get. And then think about, you know, if you're like me, I'm a terrible example. I go to the farmer's market and I just pile everything on. So then when I go home, you know, I have to be prepared to deal with what I just purchased. And so it's really important that when you get home, you know, your fruits and vegetables do not sit in the same bin together, because fruits give off ethylene and that will spoil your vegetables quicker. And if you have produce that's supposed to stay out of the fridge, like your tomatoes or your peaches or whatever, that they need to stay out of the sun. And then when you're at the farmer's market, once you're done shopping, go home. Don't leave your produce in the car.
Good to know. Hey, Cheryl, thank you so much for stopping by again. It's always great. I always learn a lot. And we didn't even get to everything. There's a grilled veggie salad that she has. We talked about grilling them. Here's what you can do. I can mix them up together. And you'll find Cheryl Weiser's recipe for that at kuow.org. She works for Cascade Harvest Coalition with the farmers markets in our area. This is The Record on KUOW. I'm Ross Reynolds.